With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. As Montana begins lifting stay-at-home and business closure orders this weekend, state officials say they're closely monitoring new cases of the COVID-19 illness. But the state is not tracking county-level testing rates. Public health experts say this is a gap that makes it harder to know if it's the right time to loosen controls. Catherine Houghton of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle worked with a team of reporters, including reporters from Yellowstone Public Radio, Montana Public Radio, the Montana Free Press, and Lee Enterprises, to discover what testing data is available from each of Montana's 56 counties. Catherine, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thanks for having me.
The state administration says its decisions about reopening Montana's economy will be driven by data and science. What data specifically is the state looking at?
The state's looking at confirmed positive tests and hospitalizations. The state lab also knows how many samples it runs, but it doesn't always know about samples run at commercial or clinical labs.
So the state is not tracking the number of tests that are coming in from each county. Is that problematic?
It depends on who you ask. The state has said the main thing is investigating these positive cases, trying to figure out how somebody contracted the illness and who else could be infected. State officials say they're tracking this disease well, and if there were any major gaps, they would recognize that. If people were hospitalized with COVID-19 that public health officials hadn't known about before that point. But I also spoke with two public health experts outside of Montana. Dr. Nadia Abuelazam, an epidemiologist with Boston College, said there's not a great standard in the U.S. yet to track COVID-19 in populations. She said if testing capacity is limited, then it makes sense for Montana to focus on lab-confirmed positives and hospitalizations like it's doing. But she said either the state has few enough cases that its strategy is okay, or there are a lot of cases that we don't know about. And she said either way, the state doesn't have enough information to know which lane it falls into. The state lab has said it has what it needs to do the testing it wants, but that could change daily based on the supplies needed to test, like swabs or vials, to transport samples, though each hospital has a different stock of supply.
So do counties then have a strong sense of how testing is playing out within their communities?
That depends, and it seems to vary a lot from one place to the next. So COVID-19 is a reportable disease, and health departments are at the lead of understanding this disease in their communities. And from what I've heard from public health nurses who do these contact tracing investigations and from county public health officers, the process is going well. Our team spoke with county health officials and public health nurses in all 56 counties. Many rural counties said it's likely some of their residents traveled elsewhere for care and got tested in another place. They don't always hear back if those tests show up as a negative, though they do hear about the positives. That means they often don't know how many of their residents have been tested. Some hospitals send tests to commercial labs they have relationships with. Those numbers are sometimes communicated back to the state, but we're not sure how many aren't. The state has said that 18 labs reported about 2,500 tests.
I've seen posts on social media and kind of heard anecdotally that some people, especially early on, they had the same symptoms of COVID-19, like a fever or cough or aches, but they weren't tested. And some say their names weren't even taken. Is anyone tracking the number of people who've been denied testing?
Not that we could find. In the beginning of this, the CDC's guidelines on testing changed a lot, sometimes by day. Initially, the tests were held for people who had recently traveled internationally. And now there's a list of symptoms that doctors are looking to decide whether or not a patient is going to get tested. And it doesn't matter where that patient comes from. Meanwhile, people rejected for a test one week who may have qualified the next were never followed up with, from what we've heard. But again, what information health officials are collecting varies. Some counties in eastern Montana, for example, are keeping spreadsheets of people in quarantine because they've just returned from out-of-state travel.
Interesting. We know that testing for COVID-19 doesn't really affect the individual patient. Their provider is going to treat their symptoms regardless of whether they have a test or not. But the testing does give epidemiologists some valuable information about how the virus might be spreading. And as we start lifting restrictions and people start hanging out again, are we in a place where we know where the virus was and where it wasn't?
So that's a really hard question to answer. Some counties hadn't tested a single person as of April 8th, when we pulled all the counties in Montana. That was the case in Golden, Treasure, and Petroleum counties. Some had tested a lot of people and found a lot of cases, like Gallatin, Yellowstone, Missoula, and Flathead counties. We sometimes heard there's also a challenge in some smaller communities around privacy. people don't want their neighbors knowing they got tested, so they'll go to another county. Like I said, there isn't a national strategy for how best to trace this illness. A lot is changing fast when it comes to understanding and reporting this disease. The state says it's confident in its testing capturing the big picture of how this is playing out. But we'll have to see how things unfold the next couple of weeks, though both public health experts and state officials say we should expect to see more cases as people come out of the stay-at-home order Sunday. That's likely part of the reality until there's a vaccine for this.
Indeed. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That was Catherine Houghton of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle recapping her team's reporting on COVID-19 testing by county in Montana.